I'm just going to pray. Father, Lord, I just thank you, Father, that the Word of God is alive. It never changes. It's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And Father, I just thank you that you continually open our eyes to how good you are and how big you are. And I just thank you and I praise you for it. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Chapter 7, and I'm going to read from verse 24. And it's basically one of the things that I've always done ever since I've been young in any area I've ever been in. It doesn't matter whether it was in work, whether it was with the Bible, whether it was with sports. It didn't really matter. I wanted to get the most out of everything I ever did and what I did. And one of the sad things that I see is that I believe that God is a good God. I believe that because the Bible says that every good gift comes from the Father of lights, with whom there's no variableness and neither shadow of turning. So he doesn't change. The Bible says over different places, I'm God and I don't change. You know, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. So what he did back then, I believe that he does today. And not only do I believe that, when you believe something, you begin to see it in your life. And I began to believe God when I was very young for many different things in my life because I just believed the Bible. I had people mock me. I've had people make fun of me. I had... Because when I got saved, I went from darkness to light. And I fell in love with God, and I didn't know a lot, but I just believed the Bible. I actually just believed what the Bible said. And then people over the next 8 years started to tell me, well, the Bible doesn't really mean that, or it doesn't mean this, or, you know, it really doesn't mean that. That was for back then. And I said to them, I remember somebody talking to me just simply about healing. And I said to them, well, you're way too late because God already healed me. Like, I'm 47, I think. I know I only look 27, but I'm 47. And I actually am, I'm just so thankful to God because I am so healthy today. And as a boy, I was so unhealthy. I mean, I was allergic to everything you can imagine. And not everything. That's not true, but I was allergic to cats, a lot of animals. I had EpiPens and I had all that. And then I started with nothing. And I just believed the Bible, bottom line. And I see so many Christians today. I believe God for my wife. I we begin to believe God and see, and I believe this. And this is why I'm saying this. The Bible says if we being evil, because we're human beings, right? Know how to give good things to our children. How much more will your Heavenly Father give good things to those that ask Him? And I'm not about stuff. Like, I'm not about stuff at all. Because when I help people, I don't do it. I believe in giving and receiving. I believe in sowing a seed and reaping. Why? I'm a landscaper. I put topsoil down all the time when we leave a job. And I put seed on. And I actually tell them, this is such good topsoil. It's the best in the country. Or in absolutely, anyways. And then I seed it, and I say, this is the best seed that I can find around here. And you'll have grass in 1 week. And so I believe in sowing and reaping. Actually, it's a law. The Bible says back in Genesis, well, the earth remains. You're going to have day and night. Do we have day and night? You're going to have spring and fall. and you're going to have summer, winter, and then you're going to, and we have all those, right? We woke up 2 days ago, and I can tell you winter's on its way. It was nice, and then it was cold. And then my wheels will start turning, and you're thinking all the stuff you got to get done, because you know what? What's coming? Winter's coming, right? So that's happened. Well, the earth remains. The Bible said this is going to happen. And then he says, and then you're going to have seed time, and you're going to have harvest. So I believe in giving, and I believe in receiving. The Bible says when you give to the poor, you give to the Lord, and who repays you? The Bible says the Lord repays you. The Bible says you can withhold in Proverbs. So, but I'm telling you, I believe this, but I don't give so I can get money. Not, and I, it's a law. When you give, it just comes back. But I don't give when God says to me, I want you to help this poor person, or I want you to help this person, or I want you to do this. I don't give just so I can get another $100 plus what I give back. Like, I don't do it for that. I do it because I just want to be a blessing in life. But one thing I do see, and this is why I want to say this, is because I see so many Christians that live so far below where they should be or could be or that's available. And if I, a grade 4 educated person, can get born again and his life's completely messed up and God can bless my life beyond my capacity of thinking by doing one thing, seeking God first. And I ain't perfect. Is ain't a word? I am not perfect. And God has been so good to me. He's been so good to my children. I look at my kids every day, and I am so thankful. I look at my friends. I am so thankful. I look at my wife. My wife still loves me. Listen to me. When it's all said and done, I have done so many funerals. You know what the most important thing in life is? Is your family and people around you. It's people. It's not having a car or having a mansion. I like nice cars, and I like, not mansions, actually, but I like certain nice stuff. I'm not against nice stuff. But what's important is people. And to have my wife, that we've been married 25 or 6 or 7 years, how long? 27 years. In March, 27 years, so 26. I was right. 25 or 26. To still tell me she loves me so much, it's amazing. And not does she just tell me, she shows me. She hugs me every night. I look forward to going to bed, to turn around, and she hugs me. And I fall asleep. That doesn't mean anything to most people. But we've had 20-some years of happy, happy life in our marriage. And where did that come from? God. God wants you to have... I grew up in a happy home. I love listening to Dean and Jan and Dolores. I love that kind of music. You know why? Because I grew up in a home where my dad and my mom and my sister, I don't know what happened to Ray and I, but they would, my dad would play, he had this wire around his neck with a harmonica. And then he would be playing an accordion. And mom would be playing the piano. Mom would be playing something else. And Pearl would be playing the piano. And they'd sing. And they did that every week. All the time. Dad would play the spoons. Like the spoons. He would play this. He only corded on everything. And he sang. And we sang. And our home was happy. And I see so many people that lives aren't happy. How do you get the most out of life? And it's really simple. What did Paul say? What was Paul's whole purpose? Paul, I got so many scriptures I can go to, but I'm just trying to lay a little bit of a foundation. What was Paul's whole purpose in life? Paul one time said, he said, I've been beaten. I've been shipwrecked. I've been abandoned. I've been left for dead. I've had all these things. But he said, I count that nothing. But one thing, that I might know the power of his what? Resurrection, that I might know him. I count it all but dung and loss that you might know him. Because why? When you know him, another scripture says this, just before I really start. Another scripture says this, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and then all these things shall be added unto you. Don't be concerned about like the Gentiles or people like us. We're trying to see how we can get ahead in life and how we can do this, and if we're always contemplating on how we can make our lives better. And Jesus said, don't worry about that, guys. Do you not think I'm big enough than you, O ye of little faith? Did I not look after the grass? What does the grass do? It grows. Did I not look after the bird? You can't make yourself taller, because if you could, I would have. I always wanted to be bigger. And I realized one day, I am never going to be bigger unless I wore cubby boots, and I did that for 10 years, and I just quit because I realized that I am not a cowboy. The bottom line is this, if you'll seek first the kingdom of God and his way of doing things in life, your whole life will be blessed. Matthew chapter 7 says this, verse 24, it says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. There's a huge thing right there. Whoever hears these sayings of mine and doeth it. It says, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. It's not just enough to read the Bible. It's not just enough to go to church. I'm not talking about you. If you come to church once a week, I'm glad you're here. If you come once a month, I'm glad you're here. I don't make people feel guilty. I love people. I mean, it's better when people are here when I'm preaching, because it's hard. I have preached to nobody before. I'm not lying. I've done meetings where nobody came. And I still got up. And I still preached. And I felt really stupid. I've done that. I've got up to preach. And I've had people walk out. Because they don't like me. Or they didn't like me. But I still preached. I've had opportunities where people have done me wrong. And I didn't feel like doing the right thing. But I didn't want to be a hearer. I wanted to be a doer. Do you remember last week or 2 weeks ago I told you about the guy that I'm not going to tell the whole story again, but I lent a guy my bulldozer, and when I went to get it, he sold my bulldozer. True story. Not a word of a lie. I had a lot of bad thoughts. But it's doing the right thing. And it's not doing the things. Like, going to church is wonderful. But what do you do at church? We come here together to worship God and to hear the Word of God. But where does the rubber meet the road? is when we're in life every day and it works. See, when you believe God, your life just works. And I'm telling you something, that if you'll seek God's first and you'll begin to build your house on the rock, your life will be successful. Even though there's times when you do the right thing and your life doesn't look like it's going to work, your life will work eventually, because the Word of God does not lie. And see, I've had people offend me. I've had people from this pulpit say things I don't even believe. And I'm like, what do I do? Just don't ask them back. I've had people say things. Well, what do you do? What's the bottom line of things? What do I tell my kids? You know, when you're working for people, you treat them with respect. You love people. And you just work for them like you're working for Jesus. Because if you know what? And I don't know why I'm saying this, but I'm just saying this. Do you know that if you'll do something, if you'll be faithful here, and you may not even like it, and it's not even the right thing to do, but if you'll be faithful here and just do this, you probably will never have to do that again. If you'll be faithful with the little things, people will say to me, I would like to give... Now, how many people here know me? Most people know me. I don't want your money. I mean, I talk about giving and tithing, and I give. I give because I believe the Bible. I believe in tithing. I believe in giving to the poor. I believe in giving to the, even in my job, the place we own, when we come against where there's widows, we're very good to widows. People don't understand that. Like, when people are by themselves, I try to be really good to a widow. When I see orphans or kids without a father, I try to be very good to them. Why do you think I'm good to that? Why do you think I go out of my way to be good to these people? Because the Bible says that you're to help the widow and you're to help the orphan. Why do you think that we collect money here? Why do you think we do this right here from our church? Like, why do you think that we get up and we talk about Samaritan Purse? Because this goes to so many kids that don't have dads. And we're helping the poor. And see, when you help the poor, you give to the Lord and the Lord repays you. Now, this is just one way. You don't have to do this or feel guilty if you don't do it. Because there's lots of opportunities in life. But see, you don't have... God will bless you when you help the poor. But I don't help the poor so I can be blessed. I do it because the Bible says, help the poor. Does that make sense? And help the widow. I did a job for a lady on Shandos Lake. And right in the middle of me doing this job, it wasn't a big job, it was like a $5,000 or $6,000 job. So it wasn't like a $50,000 job. I don't want to pretend or anything. It was just like, you know, it was a small margin anyways. You might make $3,000. And right in the middle of it, her husband was a lawyer. And he died 50 years old. Just died. She was devastated. Because not only did her husband, he opened the cottage. He closed the cottage. He must have done all the stuff that I don't do. Like all the bills. He must have did everything. And she was just lost. Crying. And wailing. And I'm there and I'm like, oh, what a... I feel two boys. Like 10 and 12. At the time. I don't know, maybe they could have been 12 and 13. I don't know how, but they were young. We finished the job, and she said, how much do I owe you? And in my heart, he's a lawyer, they own a cottage, They either are to death or the tree, or they have money. And I don't know, because it doesn't matter to me. In my heart, God said, tell her nothing. Oh, okay. Because in my mind, he's a lawyer. Even though he's a dead one, he still is a lawyer. And he's got money. Or he should have money. I just said nothing. Why do I do that? Because I want to give a lawyer $3,000 or $4,000? No. Because God said to look after the widow. Now, I don't give every single person free jobs. But I listen to my heart. Why? Because the Bible says, if you, therefore, whoever hears my sayings and does them, the Bible says not just the hearers are going to be blessed, but the doers. And I want to tell you, if you want God in your finances, listen to God. Because God is the one that will increase your life. If you want your marriage to be happy, don't tell your wife everything she does wrong. Why do I say that? Because the Bible says, because I do so many weddings, I know the scripture. Love, it bears all things. It hopes all things. It endures all things. Love doesn't see wrong. What? What? That's not in the Bible, is it? It really is. Love doesn't see the wrong in others. So we should not be, if you want to have a happy marriage, you shouldn't be telling your wife, I'm a man, so I'm saying my wife. You shouldn't be telling your wife everything she does wrong. I know it seems really crazy, but, well, how is she going to learn? Sometimes they never do. Do you know there's things in my wife that I tried to change the first 2 or 3 years? Do you know what? I just loved her because she still does the same things today. But it doesn't irritate me now because love doesn't see that. I overlook it. And I love my wife. And who says it's wrong? Me? Just because I don't like it this way. All I'm saying, if you want to have a happy marriage, I realized how we had a bad marriage. My wife and I would fight every day. Scream, yell, fight. And one time my wife kicked me right between the knees. It was not. And it got physical sometimes. And we didn't like one another. As good looking as she is, we did not like one another. I didn't even like her sometimes. I was so upset I married her. And how could somebody have such an amazing life now, and that before I didn't even want to be with her, and she's the same person, I'm the same person, what was the difference? Doing what God said. Bottom line. When you do you not think that God's got it all set up? Do you not think that God knows what He's doing? Did God not say that my ways are higher than your ways? And my ways are so much different than your ways? My ways are not your ways, says the Lord, but my ways are higher. So we might do things our way, but it doesn't work. But when you do things God's way, I don't know why, but it works. How can you give money away and have more money? Because it's God's way. I don't understand it. It's just God's way. Do you know that when I first got saved, and I'm just saying this because I didn't give. Listen to me. I believe God wants to bless everybody, and everybody's different. Everybody's got a different plan. So if I've got a call and I need so much money to fulfill my call, I mean, God's going to bless me. to do what God's called me to do. So everybody's got a different mandate, a different call, a different purpose. And so that's why we're all different people. We don't put ourselves with somebody else. But I know that I had desires, and God put desires in my heart for people. And I know that you don't even have to do anything special other than do what God said, and He does. See, God is not like people. I want to tell you, I've been suckered a few times in my life. Because God is not like people. God's word is real. And it'll change your life. It'll transform your situation. Do you know that? Now I say this because people don't have a clue. People don't believe me. People don't believe my life. Because I say to people that are on welfare, and I've said this many times, and it sounds bad. Because here I am driving in a Mercedes, and I'm telling them, if you want God's blessing on your life, begin to sow. Well, no, you should begin. And I do. I help the poor all the time. All the time. But you can't. A poor person. Now, I'm just saying this because I try to help people as well. A poor person will always be poor. Because it's not because they have no money. It's because when they get money, they just blow it. They're not stewards of what God's giving to them. And I'll tell you that. I'll tell you why. I have, in my own family, my brother and me worked for my dad, and I made the very same as my brother. My brother had $20,000 to make, and I have nothing. Why did I have nothing? And he had money. Because he was a good steward. Do you know why? I thought like this. I owed somebody $1,000. I don't know why. So you can't just go by what you think. You got to go by what God says. So I owed somebody $1,000. And I would get $20. I know that you're thinking, what has this got to do with church? This has got a lot to do with life. And that's where we live. Every day is in life. So I would get $20. And I would think in my brain, well, this isn't going to pay $1,000. So I would spend it. And I was thinking subconsciously, stupidly, that someday I'm just going to have $1,000 to give them back. But you know that 25 times adds up to 100. And I didn't learn nothing about money until I became 36 years old. And we still had nothing, and I've been preaching since I was 20. Why? Because I was not a steward or a doer of what I heard. I was a giver, and God would bless me, and I wasn't a good steward with what God gave me. I don't even know how to explain it. But I know this, if you'll listen to God. Because I want to tell you this. Julie and I got married, and we love God, and I led people to Jesus, and we had a youth group, and I preached here, and I've led people to Jesus, and I've done the best I possibly could. How in the world did I grow? Well, when somebody told me, what you're doing is stupid, and if you want to actually change, you're going to have to do this. See, it's insanity to do the same thing over and over and over and over again and think you're going to get different results. And that doesn't work. So I had to change, and I had to listen to God, and I didn't know. I knew about giving, but I didn't know anything about stewardship. And as I begin to be a good steward and faithful with little, I'm talking ministry here. I'm not talking just money. I started to be faithful. I tried to teach my kids. We go to a job and we work for $15,000 job. When somebody wants a $40 grass cut job, you got to do that job just as good, because it's not now about the money, it's about stewardship. Because where does our increase come from? Where does your increase come from? From that rich person? Or from that poor person? Or from that person? No, your increase comes from God. And the Bible says when you begin to work, you work like you're working for God, whether you're working, the Bible actually says servants, when you're working for your master, when you work for them, you work for them like you're working for me, not for them, because even if they're unjust and you work for me, I'll bless you. And I'm telling you this, if you will be a steward of what God has given to you and be a doer of the word, God said here, therefore, whoever hears my sayings and does them. If you'll do what God says, and what does God say? It's in the Bible. Because I want this church family to have the best marriages. I want your kids to serve God. People told me my whole life, I've been 25 years since I had Kylie, you just wait. You just wait till your kids get teenagers. And you're going to see problems. You just wait. And I never ever believed what people said, because even if my kids didn't do what I thought was right, my job is still to believe God. You don't change because something does not look like it's going the way you think it should go. When you believe God, you just put your foot down and you put your stake in the ground and you say, this is what I'm standing for. Because if you don't stand for something or the Word of God, you're going to fall for anything. That's why there's Christians that don't have a clue about money, that don't have a clue about healing, that don't have a clue. They just see somebody and somebody says, oh, they just want your money. You watch out for them preachers. You know, I was afraid when I was on airplanes traveling to preach to tell anybody I was a minister. Because the first thing they do is they hold their wallet. Because they think you're trying to get their money. And some ministers might. But I ain't like that. Because you know why? You know, I learned the best lesson I ever learned that just as I got born again. You know why? Because I had a lady that said to me, she taught me the best lesson in the world. The best lesson. I had a lady that said to me, if you'll live with me, and she was the most mean, miserable little lady that you'd ever want to live with. She got me to cut her grass, and I'm working full time. She got me to do all her stuff around there with the promise when she moves back to Toronto, she's going to give me this place. Well, when you're 18 years old and you have no money, how hard is it to live with an 80-year-old to get her house? Because you know she ain't going to be around long. Like, this is my... I'm honest. Nobody else is honest. People are... They don't speak it anyways. I'm thinking this, right? Well, she can't live that long. So I go there, and I lived with her for a year and a half. And then she sold her house. And I didn't get a penny of it. I never even got the lawnmowers that she said I was going to have. And it really upset me. Do you know why? Best thing that ever happened. Because I put my faith in that lady. And you know what? People change. Do you know that I haven't been able to do everything in my life that I've wanted to or I've said? I purposed to, but sometimes I've had to tell people, I've had to phone people back and say, look, I'm sorry, it's snowing, I can't come and do your job. I told you I'd do it, I apologize. And I'm trying to do the right thing, but God doesn't change. Snow doesn't concern God. I don't care if you're 14 or you're 80 here today. God will change things around for you. And all he's got, see, God is the miracle worker. God is great. He's big. He's bigger than your situation. I know. How do I know that? Because I believe the Bible. I believe, I actually believe that Daniel actually went in a pit of lions and they didn't eat him. And I actually believe that after they took Daniel out and they threw the men that lied about him in and they got eaten. I actually believe that God's angel stopped the lions from eating Daniel. I know that sounds really far out and really weird, but I believe that God's real. That's what I believe. I actually believe that the three, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, went into a fire that was so hot, the people that threw them in died. Why do I believe that? Because the Bible says that. Like, I'm so blinded or so manipulated, but I choose to believe it. Why? Because if you can't believe the Bible, you haven't got nothing to stand on, so you might as well just believe it. Or not. Like, you can't pick and choose and say, okay, I believe in healing if God wants to. Or I believe in, if God wants to prosper you, then he'll prosper you. Well, then a grade 4 education, that's retarded. Because the Bible says God is not a respecter of persons. What he'll do for one, he'll do for another. But all through the Bible, the people that I read through, the people that did it, it worked for them. Jesus said, here's Jesus. Jesus said he went to his own hometown and he couldn't do anything. Why? Because they wouldn't believe. I don't want to be one of those people that believes, that doesn't believe. There's been lots of times I didn't believe. But I don't want to be one of those people that don't believe. I don't want to be. That lady taught me the best lesson that you can imagine because she didn't keep her word with me. And from that point on, see, I work for people that make $20,000 a year, people that make $10,000 a year, to people that make billion, but they're billionaires. And I don't treat any of them any different. And when God says in my heart, help this person, I don't care if they're a millionaire or they're poor. I listen to God. Because God's the one that brings the increase into my life. Not the government. Not the people I work for. God said he'd bless what you put your hand for. They're the ones that pay me. But God's the one that brings increase to your life. And I want to tell you something, that God is real. And all we got to do, and see, that's why I love people. And I love people too. When they come in here and they don't have to agree with me. You don't have to agree with me about everything. You don't have to. But you need to get into the Bible and actually read what the Bible says, because I know this, and I learned this, that Jesus said in his hometown he couldn't do anything. Why could he not do anything? Because they wouldn't believe. And I want to tell you, when you believe, God will change heaven and earth for you. How do I know that? Because I know my life. I know my life. Do you know, and my wife says I tell way too much about our life. But I would love to tell people my life. You know why? Because Julie and I fed Kylie. Where's Kylie? Stand up, Kylie. I want people to see. I got a granddaughter. That was my baby. I got three grandkids. And I know I got four, but she's got three, and Rebecca's got one. And Cam. And Andrew. And takes more than one. But we fed her, and I sucked with money, okay? So I know that. But we fed her rotten bananas that Uncle Danny gave me, and we were so thankful for Danny. He brought us lettuce that was sort of that, but good. Like, they couldn't sell it, so they threw it out, and they give it to him for his goats, and thank God he gave us the good stuff from the goats. And we smashed that stuff up, and we fed Kylie with that. So people can say what they want. I didn't have enough money to buy tires. I had cars that were worth $200 or $300, and I talked myself into saying I liked them. Oh, I like these because I don't have to spend a lot of money. I would change a tire that was flat and save it in case I could fix it someday. I would take a bulb out of a bulb that was blowing, and I would put it on the shelf because the low beam still worked. I just saw it pour. And I've had to fight that my whole life. And when a daddy, you might not, it might not mean anything to you, but when you're a dad and you can't even get your kids good stuff, it hurts you. And when you're serving a God that you know is bigger than anything, and how do I get it from this into my life? Because we only got, you know, 120 years, or some people have 70 years, some people die at 80, some people die at 60. We only got one shot at this life. So I'd rather people make fun of me and call me and name it and claim it, because I don't really care what they think of me, because I know who I am, and one day I'm going to stand before God, because God knows the thoughts and the intent of my heart. My heart is not about this, about me and this, and it's about my heart. See, God knows my heart, so I don't have to. See, I stop caring what people thought of me, because I know who I am. And my heart is to make a difference in this life while I'm down here. And I want to tell you something today. The only rotten bananas that we eat today is the ones I left in my truck for a week, and I got hungry, and that's all I had at the job site. But I don't have to eat rotten bananas today. Why? I worked just as hard then. I worked full-time since I was 10 years old. I started with Alex McDonald, carrying blocks and mixing cement. That's what I did. I worked just as hard then as I do today. And why would for 20 years I have nothing, and then the next 15 years I have something? Who changed? God changed or me changed? I changed. I'm just saying, we have a lot to do with what God does in our life. Jesus went about healing and doing good wherever he went. But he couldn't do it when people wouldn't believe him. What is believing? Well, let me tell you what believing is. See, I'm so much, my nature is to believe now, I have gotten conned. You know, like 6 months ago, on Facebook, is anybody on Facebook? Well, I go on Facebook at night, and I look at my friends and what they're doing, and I see everything that April does in Apsley Hockey and April's boys. And then I see what other friends of mine are doing, and I just see. And now all of a sudden it came up, this thing. What was it called? Expert? What is that thing, that the pills I get every month? What's the name of that? It's like a magic pill. Did you know what's it called? I'll call it the magic pill, because I don't want to knock these people. But anyways, this pill is supposed to, you can do whatever you want and you're going to get muscles. And you're going to lose weight. And you don't even have to work out. And so I'm 47. I'm looking down and I don't look quite as good as I did 10 years ago. And I thought, well, if I don't have to do anything and I can just take this pill, I'm not going to tell anybody. So I just phoned them up and I ordered this pill and it was $70. What's $70 to look good? Well, I took this pill for about a week. And they said instantly, like, you know, all these testimonials, eh? You know all I got out of that pill? It was constipation. I paid $700 for that pill. And I finally, 2 days ago, was able to get it, them from stopping my credit card. Because I just thought, oh, well, if that's going to work for me, that's great. I remember I bought a tractor one time. Tractors are $30,000 a piece. There was two of them. It only takes me one time now, at least. I won't buy no more pills that say you don't have to do anything and lose weight. And not only will it lose weight, you'll just turn your stomach into muscle. You know, then I could walk around. That's the dream I thought when I seen that. I believed it. It doesn't work. It's not God. It didn't tell the truth. I don't even know what they put in this pill. Because I believed them. That's why. But I'm stupid. That's right. I understand. So there was two tractors online. That was my first and last online buying I've ever done. But there was two tractors for $14,000 and one's $30,000 here in Canada. So I thought, well, why not? What a deal. So I just, they said to me, and see, here, you got to understand, I'm not a computer guy. I'm not an e-transfer kind of guy. Like, people can e-transfer me, and I know how to receive your money. I could do that. I learned. But I'm not I don't know anything about, like, what do you call that? PayPal and all that stuff. So, and if I had been more knowledgeable, then I would have automatically known it was a scam. So I go and I get $14,000 and I drive to Peterborough. They said the best way to do it is just go to Peterborough to Western Union and just transfer it to us. Okay, yeah. So I drive to Peterborough and I take this $14,000 and I said to them, and as soon as we receive the payment, we'll send you these tractors. Oh, wow, I'm so excited because I can have a free one and sell the other one and make some money. What a good deal, eh? And I know you all know where this is going, but so I go down there and the people at Western Union say, do you know these people? No. They're down in Chicago and I'm just going to send the tractors. And then she says, this is how stupid you are. Like a monkey with a cookie in a jar, right? Like he won't let go, like he greed, right? And I it wasn't greed with me. I just wanted these tractors so bad, and truth. I don't know. It's not greed, is it? I don't know. Anyways, and she says you're sending this to like Africa, Romania. So I went outside and I text the guy because I had his texting. And I said, this money's going to Romania. He said, oh, I went for a holiday there. Oh, okay. So I went back inside. Yeah, send the money. And so I sent the money off. And was it at 1 o'clock in the morning? I went to John Mumford. How many people know John Mumford? Only nobody. John Mumford's a friend of mine, a fireman, a computer expert, a really smart guy. And he's a full-time firefighter down in Orillia, Newmarket. And but he's also a licensed plumber. He's a licensed propane guy. He's a computer technician, because firemen have a lot of time to do stuff. Should have been a fireman. Anyways, and I told him, I just bought tractors. And he said, what? And his best man was there. He was, anyways, and they said, show me. So I showed him. He said, it's a scam. I said, really? It's a scam. I said, yeah. And then I tried to tell the guy, I said, I don't, and he's, anyways, the guy wouldn't answer me back, right? And I was, listen to me. This is how stupid I'm telling you I was with money. Because we didn't have that money. I borrowed that money. That's why poor people sometimes never get rich, is because they keep doing the same stupid things over and over and over. So now, I'm not talking about anybody else. I'm talking about me. And I said, God, forgive me. This guy wouldn't answer me again. I said, Lord, forgive me. I'm so stupid. Because I realized I'm an idiot, all right? This guy, it was like normal to him. He knew it. We get home, and $14,000 is like $150,000 to me. Yeah, I know. I said, God, please help me. Please help me. Because I already did this to my wife once. I give away $200,000 once of borrowed money and never got it back. And now I did this again? We were $600,000 in the hole, and I made $20,000 a year. That's how smart I was with money. I'm only telling you is because, see, I don't know everything, but I know some stuff. And I know my life never changed until I made a huge change. And as soon as I repented before God, I said, God, I am so bad with money, and I am so sorry. And I had good intentions for everything I did. It was just bad. And I said, God, what do you want me to do? And he told me personally, I'm not going to tell you what to do. And in 10 years, I'm going to say 10 years, in a 10-year process, we went from being behind $600,000 to having $1.5 million in worth. And I just listened to God. Because I had to change. And this is not about money. Even though it seems the whole session's been about money. It's not about money. It's about being a doer of what God says. And if you're a doer of what God says, it works. And I had to do everything opposite to what I did. Everything. That night we got home and I repented before God and I said, Lord, I am so stupid and so sorry. And I ask you to forgive me. And my money was already gone. Again, gone on a visa that I'm paying 22% on. I'm so sorry. Would you help me, please? That night, at 1 o'clock in the morning, I got a call. I got a call from the government of Canada. It was the the fraudulent department in the government of Canada that watches transactions. And they said to us, what are you doing sending money to Romania? Through Rescue, do you know them? I said, no. I said, I just, ever since I sent the money, I told him, and he said to me, sir, there's a lot of bad people out there. They con people every day. And he says, I'm going to get your money back for you. And I shouldn't do that because it's already gone. But I'm going to do it to help you out. And don't ever do this again. And the next morning, the money was back in my account. And I changed from that day on. I never spent money I didn't have unless I had a future for it. I didn't have dreams and do stuff that were dumb. I knew that if I wanted $100 and I only had $5, I would save that $5 until I had 10 and then 15 and then 20 and then 30. And all of a sudden, it didn't take 20 years because as I began to be a steward of what God gave me, then God increased it in a year or two and then another year or two. And in 600,000 went down to 300,000 in 2 years. And then in another 2 years. And then I was in a place where I could buy. And then I sold a place. And I made $100,000. And I put another $100,000. And then God gave me wisdom to buy another place. And then I bought it. And then I sold. And then I put something into it. And then I made another $100,000. And then I made another $100,000. And then I made $150,000. And God gave me the plan and the idea. Because now I wasn't spending money I didn't have. I was a steward of what He gave me. And then I was saying, God, what do you want me to do with this? It wasn't that God changed because I'm now 40. It was that I changed. And I said, God, I got on my knees and I wept before God and I said, I'm so stupid because I have 8 kids at the time or 6 kids and a wonderful wife that still loves me that should have kicked me in the head and knocked me out. But I realized that God wasn't the one, and I always was waiting, and this was the lie that I thought at the time, and I just tell you this, and then we will close. The lie that I thought that was one day, because I'm a tither and I'm a giver, that one day that somebody's just going to come up and give me enough money to pay my bills and debts off, and then they're going to give me another bunch of money, and then I'm going to be able to live happy because I'm a giver. You know what? That's retarded. Because God said He would bless what you put your hand to. So what you need to do is be a good steward of what you have and ask God to bless you and ask, no, that's not right. Lord, forgive me. He already said He has blessed you and say, God, where do you want me to be? What do you want me to do? And be a steward of what you have. My kids get angry with me because I try to tell them over and over and over. Why? Because I don't want to tell them I was retarded for 40 years and I don't want you to be like me. I don't want you to be like me. Because the women today might not stick with you. They might not. Do you know how many fights? Do you know all the fights we had? We're all about what? Money. Every fight we had was over money. Every fight was over money. God is real. And the Bible says this. The Bible says that if you'll learn to build your house on the rock or do things God's way, I have 100 more scriptures. But if you'll do things God's way, it's not about money. It's not about healing. You know what? Because one day, it doesn't matter how we've all had rotten things happen in our life. We've all had good things happen in our life. And we're all going to die. And we're going to end up in heaven with Jesus. But I want to tell you something. I believe that God wants every one of us to enjoy, have the best while we're on this earth. Because that's what he said. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. I believe that. People can mock me. They can make fun of me. They can say you're just loving money. It's not about money. Do you know what now? That I'm a steward of money, and money, it's just a tool. Do you know that I've been able to bless people? Do you know that I've been able to help this church? Do you know that I've been able? Do you know that I probably am able to give more in a year now than I gave in 10 years? And I love to do. Now look, I want to tell. See, the Julius doesn't want me to tell you my life. But how do I preach to people when I don't tell you my life? Because if people don't know where you were and they don't know how where you are now, how in the world will they know? Because everybody thinks, oh, he's got a wonderful life. Yeah, well, I had a rotten life for a lot of years. And it wasn't, no, in that area. And it was only God that made the difference in doing it God's way. And I just try to use wisdom now. And I still make mistakes, and I have to still get on my knees. You don't have to get on your knees. You can stand up and say, God, forgive me. But I was devastated. Yes, Carola. Yeah.
I know Julia has prayed, we have kind of prayed, and then the answer was there.
Yeah.
You know, the breakthrough, because you repented.
Yeah.
When you repent.
And what does the Bible say? We're just like that. When you repent, you do what? You just keep doing the same thing over and over and over and over and over? No, you turn. Right? Father? Lord, if this is for one person today, because this is, I had zero plans of going this direction. Zero plans. Father God, I'm asking you, Lord, that we just turn and do things different. You know what? I never even thought of this. I'm just stopping praying. I'm going to say one more thing. I never even thought of this till right now when I'm praying. Did the Bible not say if you're faithful with little, then he'll give you more to be faithful with? There's something for somebody right there today. Just the little bit that you have in your hand, become a steward of that. And God will give you more to be a steward of. Bottom line. That's a pretty easy help to you right now. You don't have to figure out 150,000 things to do or what do I do, pray, fast. No. The what you got right today, you become a steward of that. And the Bible says that he'll give you more than to become a steward with. Father, I just thank you and I praise you and I worship you and I glorify you and I know where my help comes from and I give you credit for every single thing that I do. I know it's all you. It is zero me. I know where my help comes from. And Lord, you are not a respecter of persons. And I was probably in a worse spot than anybody else in this place. And if you would help me, I know you will help them. I know that. I know that. I know that. And I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.